crop tour.
Before Sunday, crops in the McCluskey area looked beautiful. That's in North Dakota. Mid-State Agriculture's Paul Hagen says then the hail came.
We had a lot of guys both north, south, and east of town, even west of town too. Anywhere from pea size up to tennis ball size hail. And I had some good friends and customers that lost quite a few acres. That being said, before the hail, everything looked wonderful. Anywhere from cover crop that we work with beans, canola, corn.
Pioneer Field Representative J.J. Janning said the crop conditions remain variable across southeastern North Dakota.
You know, we've had rains, on the northern part of our geography in that inch three here over the last couple of days. Right here in the Winemere Pocket, I think for the most part we're sitting all right on moisture. We don't need any more for a while. We just heat's the main issue right now. We got corn just starting to dent in a lot of some of the earlier planted maturities, earlier planted dates, I should say. So we just got a wide spectrum of crop maturity at this point.
Crops in the Washburn, North Dakota area look good. Pioneer Field agronomist Tim Mormon says crop conditions look about as good as can be expected for the area.
Yeah, some of the shorter maturities, 8234, 7907, have got some dent in them already, and we're still needing probably the 1st of October to get without any frost, but some of the later maturities obviously need a little more time than that. But it looks good. The crop is really looking good. We've had some timely rains going, kind of coming this fall, and we've got a big crop coming if we can get it done. I haven't really noticed any tip back at all. I mean, we've had really good growing conditions for the corn if we get the maturity, make physiological maturity. So no tip back that I'm seeing at all.
The soybean crop is also looking good.
We got a good crop coming. We've been getting some rains here in the last couple of weeks now that just keep it being fed, not a lot of rain, but enough to keep everything growing good. I think the soybeans honestly will make it either way. They're along, maturity-wise, they're doing good. They're going to be pretty much right on time, the way it looks to me. A lot of the beans were in early here, too, so we were early on the beans.